This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and the Board Lord coming to you from our Civic Media headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin. You can always join us. Call, text, the number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. Coming up tomorrow, Brittany Merlot will be here with a little weather and wine at 11:20. Joe Zepecki, political consultant, will be joining us tomorrow at 11:33 to talk about his take on the results of the election. And of course, we will wrap it up with where we are right now. It's 11:52. That means it is time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
Today's This Shouldn't Be a Thing. It's an update from an earlier tisbet,
yes,
as we call it.
So, Jane, remember the great cheese robbery? Great as in G-R-A-T?
Let me recap it if I can.
Please do so.
So, there's a high-end cheese maker.
Correct.
In England.
Yes.
And someone came and said, posing as a buyer,
yes,
right?
Yep.
And said, I want to buy your very expensive cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the cheese. We'll send you the check. And essentially, they got away with like a lot, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of cheese.
Nearly $400,000 in British, $400,000 American money, which is about 300,000 British pounds. They got about 22 metric tons of cheese, which is nearly 50,000 pounds of award-winning cheddar.
Fine cheddar.
Finest
cheddar.
They're going to look great on my burgers. They're going to taste delicious. Well, there is an update. They have not found this. They haven't found it yet.
All right.
What they did do.
The perpetrators are still at large.
This is not Gouda. This is not good at all.
Nicely done.
Thank you very much. It's all I have today. But British celebrity chef Jamie Oliver, who probably a lot of Americans are familiar with here.
I think so.
He's on a lot of TV shows. I think he might have his own TV show here. Point is, he has thrown his chef's hat in the ring to help get this taken care of. He is throwing in, he has been reached out to his followers, his 10.5 million Instagram fans to say, be on the lookout for what is about to be the most English sentence I've ever said on this show. Excuse me. Lori loads a very posh cheese.
Lori loads a very posh cheese.
Yes. For our American listeners, lorries are trucks. They're just like trucks, basically.
They essentially.
Lori loads a very posh cheese. And you have to be on the lookout for nearly 1,000 wheels of cloth-wrapped
Slow. Words are tricky today.
It's not that I can't say 1,000 wheels of cloth-wrapped artisanal cheddar. It's the fact that cloth-wrapped, it just seems so... I'm Wisconsin. It just seems too fancy for me.
Well, that's the way it's done over there.
That's how you know I didn't do it. I would never steal fancy cheeses.
Because of the cloth?
Well, yeah, because I'm like, what am I going to do with this? What am I going to do with this, Jane?
Good to know you are not the perpetrator.
Yes, but this is our message. We're going to take Jamie Oliver's message and send it to all of our listeners, many people on the live stream right now. If you've seen a whole bunch of artisanal cheddars with a sense of real notoriety wrapped in cloth, call Jamie Oliver and he will get you in touch with the authorities to get the cheese back where it belongs.
That would be a good ending.
Yes. I mean,
that would be a good ending. The cheese gets to its rightful home. That would be an excellent way to wrap up today's edition of...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
And again, if you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says... @civicmedia.us. As we mentioned, Brittany Merlot will be joining us tomorrow. Joe Zepecki will be here on Friday. Dan Schaefer will be back with the recombobulation area around 10:33. We have news on the way next, and our regular lineup will be with you today as well. Yes. Yep. Todd Alba from noon to 2 p.m. I know Todd has some thoughts about the results of the election. You're going to want to stick around for that. Maggie Dawn from 2 to 4 p.m. 4 to 6, Dom Salvia takes over. And then Pete Schwabba back to his regular nightlight duties.
And we'll be back to Radio Park tomorrow.
We will. We will back at Radio Park in Racine. If you ever want to contact us, again, you can email. If you have a guest you would like us to invite on, anything else you would like us to cover, something going on in your community, no matter where you are across the state, we have stations in La Crosse and Eau Claire and in Hayward and in Amory.
Amory. That's a long time. We haven't done that in a
while. We haven't done that in a while. So if you ever have a guest or anything else that you would like us to cover or look into, please send it to janesays@civicmedia.us. Disappointed? Yes.
Yes.
We have things to work for. We're not giving up.
No, and we're going to work together, too.
Absolutely.
That's important.
Yes, absolutely. So keep hope and stay tuned. News is next. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.